everybody, welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that Alexander the Great would be doing if he was alive today. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Titanic! Yeah, the boat sinks, but what else happens in this film? Well, you're going to find out along with me when you watch it. No, I'll probably give it away accidentally as soon as, you know, I start reviewing it. But let's see what happens. Stay tuned! You know, when I started doing this, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I was reviewing a lot of films that outside of, you know, film historians, people had never heard of or they'd heard of and they hadn't seen. And now I'm getting into stuff that everybody's seen, I think, like Titanic, which, you know, made like, I don't know, like $400 trillion for the studio or something. And so, you know, I kind of wonder... What's the point of reviewing it, 10, 15 years after it came out and after everybody saw it? But that's not going to stop me because, you know, I just plow ahead and that's what I do. I just plow ahead even in the face of reason. So here I am to review Titanic, a film I know you've seen and I've seen several times and we've all caught bits and pieces of on cable hundreds of times. And there it is. What did I think of it? Well, I have a group of friends who probably think this is an absolutely horrible movie. And I know I've heard comments about it, because they don't want to get into this mainstream thing. Now, if you want to know anything about it at all, okay, let's pretend like you haven't seen it, okay? It's about a boat that traveled from Europe to the United States, or tried to, back in 1912. It sank, a whole bunch of people were killed, okay? And that's essentially what happens in the film. So it was a huge, huge, huge hit at the time. And you know, everybody, when this came out, literally, I think everybody saw it. You had to see it. There was just no choice in the matter. And if you didn't see it, you absorbed it culturally, like McDonald's. There was no getting away from it. So I think a lot of people that I know didn't like it because of that. They just say, oh, it's too mainstream, it's too obvious, it's on the cover of every magazine, we're just sick of it. Maybe they didn't even see it, but they decided they weren't going to like it anyway. Now, for my money, and this is my money, so it counts, for my money, I think this is a great film. Yes, all right, there is a plot, lo and behold, involving a couple of characters played by Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. I think this is the movie that put both of them on the map. It's a love story featuring them. He's the kid from the wrong side of the tracks. He's in steerage. He wins his ticket at the last second, makes it onto the boat. And Kate Winslet's character is, she's this classy, high-end, rich... marrying a rich guy, upper crust, everything you want, if you're gonna, cartoon somebody who's like this very, very proper person, or at least that's the role that she's made to fulfill in this film and in her life within the film. So, of course, they meet and they fall in love, as they must. And there's a lot of, here's the thing. When you make a movie about a boat sinking, you have to put people on the boat that are going to have some type of story that draws you in. Otherwise, it's just a story about a bunch of people. It's the love boat, and then it goes down, under the water, and that's it. So they give it a plot, and you can like the plot or not like the plot. And the plot is a little hokey, quite frankly. It is. It's, there's gunfire and whatnot as the boat's going down. There's crazed machinations to get people onto different boats and things like that. People buying each other off. And there's a lot of stuff that is not historical, okay? And almost certainly, couldn't have happened or didn't happen or anything like that. Okay, it's a hook. And it's there to give the movie, you know, to drive it forward. Otherwise, it's, you know, otherwise it's a National Geographic special with a $700 million budget. So the plot's there, and you can like it or not like it. That's your choice. To me, the performances are good. Pretty much everybody's performance is good. It's just kind of a hokey plot. It really is. That's just... I can't say anything more about it. So beyond that, what makes this a good movie to me is the fact that it is kind of a little bit a National Geographic special with a $700 million budget. They really did their research as far as the boat and the way it went down and everything, you know, using the, as far as I can tell, the best scholarship they had at the time, and probably, you know, it's not too far off even now. Their best guess is to everything that happened that led to the Titanic that we know exists on the ocean floor right now. So they show you a little graphic thing in the beginning, very early on, a little movie, you know, a little digitally created movie about what happens, just like you'd see on the National Geographic special or Nova or something. And then as the movie goes along and the ship hits the iceberg about halfway through and it's going down and everything happens exactly as they showed it. And you really, hokey plot aside, it's probably as close as you're ever going to get without a time machine to actually seeing the Titanic go under. I mean, a lot of the stuff that happened in the movie, hokey plot aside, granted, okay, is fairly realistic, you know, the panic and the rats running away from the water and the electrical stuff going on, and it's just and you know, all the what happens to the guys down working the boilers and everything and the steam in the engine area. I mean, it's really fascinating to me. It's absolutely fascinating to me, and I can't, you know, I've watched it probably three times all the way through, and I can't get enough of it. You know, well, apparently I can, because I've only watched it three times. But, you know, it really is amazing to me, because you really get a feel, I think, for what probably did happen. Again, hokey plot aside, okay? I grant you the plot, the basic plot with Leo and Kate is silly. Okay, Billy Zane is the bad guy. You know, that's all fine. But once you get past that, this is really an interesting film. And not just from a clinical, like, wow, that's fascinating how the science was all put together. No, I mean, you're watching the death throes of 1,500 people. And to me, that's just an amazing achievement. There's even kind of a tribute. I think it's a tribute. Maybe it was just a stolen idea, to a movie that I hated, a long time ago. If you remember back, if you listen to these regularly, I'm not a fan of Gone with the Wind, but there's a scene in Gone with the Wind where there's a famous crane shot where Scarlett is there and, like, you know, there's these injured people and it pulls back and you've just got, all of a sudden you just see that she's surrounded by thousands of injured people and it's just this completely insane, scene surrounding the main character in Gone with the Wind. Well, there's a scene just like that after the boat goes down in the water. And it really, it's just as powerful in Titanic as it is in Gone with the Wind. And it's an amazing, amazing shot. And you know, you see people on the lifeboats and they're deciding whether or not they should go back. And they're, you know, worried about the drowning people swamping the boats, a valid concern. You know, it sounds heartless, but it is a valid concern. You've just got all this stuff going on. And for me personally, it really draws me in. The film drew me in the first time I saw it. And yeah, the plot's a little silly, but what are you going to do? You know, I mean, a lot of movies have silly plots and we don't hate them. And once you get past that, I was fascinated, and I remain fascinated. So this one gets a buy it. Titanic is a buy it. Go out and get it. And I don't think that I'm really going out on a limb, because I think a lot of people did buy it, and I think a lot of people have seen it like 45 times. So, you know, there you are. But I agree with them. It's worth seeing. You may have your own reasons. You may get caught up in the love story. You may just like to hear the Celine Dion song, Celine Dion. song at the end. Whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat or does, or sinks it, I guess. But that's what I think of Titanic. Next week on the show. Next week, Shakespeare in Love. Another movie that everybody's seen, probably repeatedly. But, you know, I'll watch it, I'll review it, and I'll plunge forward. And in a couple of months, I'm going to end up reviewing probably the 2011 Oscar winner, which everybody will have seen, you know, and reviewed like 6 months earlier. But what are you going to do? I set myself a task, and by gum, I'm going to complete it, even if it makes no sense. Until next week, I am Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a good one.